From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens is retiring. He plans to step down this summer after serving 35 years on the bench. At 89, Stevens is the longest-serving member of the High Court. Today, President Obama thanks Stevens for his service. He says in the coming weeks, he'll decide on a nominee to replace Stevens. That person, Mr. Obama says, is likely to be a lot like the outgoing justice.
An independent mind, a record of excellence and integrity, a fierce dedication to the rule of law, and a keen understanding of how the law affects the daily lives of the American people.
At the Rose Garden today, President Obama also addressed the ongoing ordeal in West Virginia, where rescuers are hoping to find four miners who went missing after an underground explosion on Monday. Moments ago, Kevin Strickland of the Mine Safety and Health Administration said rescuers were on their way back down the mine after several earlier failed attempts at finding the missing miners. But he says everyone is hoping.
It's rescue. But right on the heels of rescue, if things look good, will be the start of the recovery. We're still in a rescue mode until we find out what's going on at that refuge chamber that we have not visited.
The Monday explosion killed 25 miners. The first funerals were scheduled to be held today. One of the key Democrats whose vote helped pass the health care legislation last month is going to retire. Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak announced today that he would step down rather than seek re-election after serving 18 years in the House. We have more on this from NPR's David Shaper.
The anti-abortion Democrat initially balked at supporting the health care bill until President Barack Obama signed an executive order restricting federal funding for abortions. Since voting for the bill, Stupak's offices have been flooded with angry and sometimes threatening calls, emails, and faxes. The Tea Party Express is in Stupak's Northern Michigan district today for what had been scheduled as Defeat Bart Stupak rallies. But Nancy Douglas, a longtime friend of the congressman, says Stupak's been thinking about retiring for some time.
This is a humongous geographical district, and they spend a lot of time on the road. He's not home very much. I think it's just been very wearing, and I don't think, you know, the craziness of the last few months have been very helpful.
Douglas says she believes if Stupak did run again, he'd win this conservative-leaning district easily. David Shaper, NPR News.
Kyrgyzstan's ousted president says he fears for his life. He told the BBC that armed opposition activists targeted his office during an uprising on Wednesday. The deposed leader fled Bishkek for the south. In his absence, violence broke out. The interim government says more than 70 people died and hundreds more were injured. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up more than 40 points at 10,968. This is NPR News. An investigation is underway into a deadly military plane crash in Afghanistan. Four people, including American troops, are dead. An unknown number were injured. The CV-22 Osprey went down overnight in Zabul province. The Taliban says it was behind a rocket attack on the aircraft, but NATO isn't confirming that. This as the U.S. steps up its military presence in Afghanistan to fight the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Less than a week before April 15th, Californians are about to get a tax break on the debt forgiven when their homes were foreclosed on or sold at a loss. State lawmakers approved a bill that would waive the state's take through 2012, rather, and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he'll sign it. Rachel Miro has more from KQED in San Francisco.
These days, a lot of Californians owe a lot more on their mortgages than their homes are worth on the market. Should the lender foreclose on the home or modify the loan or agree to a sale for less than the outstanding debt, any forgiven debt is taxable as income, or was. The measure headed to the governor's desk brings California tax law into conformity with federal law, which spares people from the double whammy of losing their homes and then paying taxes on the forgiven debt, at least through 2012. The bill is expected to cost California $34 million, but it doesn't extend the break to investors, only people who live in their homes. California's pending bill also bans state taxes on federal stimulus grants for renewable energy projects, another thing the federal government doesn't tax. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
The Dow is still closing in on the 11,000 mark, playing off commodity prices. At last check, Dow was up 40 at 10,967. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.